from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
It's all about resilience in this episode, everyone. We are talking about a McKinsey and Company paper entitled Raising the Resilience of Your Organization. And this seems to be a fairly short read, 8 pages, but has lots of insights, very pragmatic advice, really, in terms of building resilience now, which seems such an obvious thing to be thinking about, bearing in mind there are such enormous changes happening at such a rapid pace, geopolitically, economically. So, Nigel, you suggested this. What was your takeaway from this piece of work?
Well, it was a short paper, but it's got a huge amount packed into it. Now, what it does all the way through is McKinsey quotes itself, which McKinsey does that quite a lot. So they're referring to past research and data they've built up over, they claim, decades. But what I think is very interesting is that they boil it all down to 4 things that organizations should start doing now. It doesn't say it's easy. It says that it's difficult and you make slow progress. But if you want to build resilience, when do you start? Now! And I tend to agree with them. I think if getting a grip around these 4 areas is well worth an investigation. And as a team, as an executive team, or even as an L&D team, you could go through each of them and say, what are we going to do? What do we want to do? How can we move each one of these forward? Just maybe even just a touch to start with. And the first one is about building an organization that is faster, federated, data-informed decision-making and good enough outcomes rather than perfect outcomes. So the old lean approach, lean and agile, get the thing moving, get teams testing and learning, build a bit more autonomy, the ability to take risks and move things forward. So don't just argue about it, try and make it perfect. Just get it out there and see what the reaction is with no punishment for things that don't work too well. I think that's really simple, straightforward advice. The second one is about building self-sufficient teams. And that is really powerful, I think. And what it means by self-sufficient teams is you need teams with more autonomy, the ability to take decisions, connect with customers, listen to post-mortems, pre-mortems, and other feedback loops, and then make decisions without having to report back or get a completely different part of the company to do the evaluation and impact. Take that on board as a team. Be responsible for delivery and outcomes. I think that's excellent advice. The third is about adaptable leaders. So you can't swap out one group of leaders for another now, but you can over time create a leadership cohort which learn, change, admit that they made mistakes, catalyze new behaviors, it says in the report, and develop capabilities that can set the conditions for both a short-term response and long-term resiliency. Again, if you have that in mind, it may be a 5-year journey, but it's a good journey to get on. And then the last one I think is terrifically important, invest in talent and culture. So what you need to do is you build the right teams, the right leaders, develop both of those groups, make sure that your top talent are looked after, make sure that there are opportunities to learn, to share, to work on problems together. And the combination of all of those small changes will be a big shift in the organizational resilience. And I think that stands the test of time. I think they're right. They've certainly been banging on this drum for a long time. But this is the first time I've seen a report which is short, sharp, and focused on maybe a decade of experience. So worth doing, Martin, worth reading.
Yeah, and I think just a couple of observations from me is that, you know, within this approach, if you were to tackle all 4 areas, you are then upskilling your employees. And I think you're enabling teams to be more self-sufficient, you know, identifying what's needed. And I think that's really, really interesting, because the narrative, especially in the learning market, is that you have to go and do this thing called upskilling. Like it's a whole specific approach. It sits separately to everything in the way it's talked about, it feels to me. And there isn't any mention of that really in this report, but those are the things that are going to lead to that kind of skills development and rapid skills development that are required now. And I think the other thing I would say is, look at the narrative here. If you're in a learning team that's not getting much engagement with stakeholders and the senior team, then look at the four areas that are being talked about here. Learning should be all over those, but there's no mention of learning, really. And I think that's quite interesting. Clearly, there is learning and development is a big part of it, but it's the way it's framed. This is talking about self-sufficiency in teams, agile organisations, culture, talent, adaptability.
Excellent point, Martin,
And I think that...
One more thing before you finish. A systems mindset. That's what they say, a systems mindset. And I completely agree with that. It's the whole system. It's not give them a training course.
No, and I think that's a beige flag for me, is the skills narrative in the market. It's like it's become something that's separate. And I don't understand why, because I thought that's exactly what learning was all about. Wasn't it knowledge and skills acquisition?
Yes.
And being able to do a job well. But I think I'm making the point about how it's framed, because I think it's really important that the language is aligned across functions and with the senior stakeholders. Because I think that mostly people are trying to do the same thing, but unfortunately they're just talking about it in completely a different way. So people don't understand that.
Yes.
So I think this is the kind of report where I love what you said about sit down with your teams and go through those four areas and focus on what you could do and start doing it. And I think it all comes out in the wash at that point, doesn't it? And you don't have to talk about learning at that point either.
No.
So I think that's my...
And they're also talking big picture. It's about building the right kind of culture, the right kind of leadership, the right kind of psychological safety. And that is the recipe for success, not just flinging a whole bunch of skill development at people. So it's much bigger picture, and it's very thoughtful, I think.
Great. Well, thanks for bringing it to our attention, Nigel. And we'll put the link around the podcast episode. And until next time, Nigel, it's been a pleasure as always.
Martin, always a pleasure too.
From scratch.